We have a major update about the Knicks and their offseason trade plans. According to one NBA executive, he 100% expects the Knicks to trade for Karl Anthony Towns if the Minnesota Timberwolves make him available. We're going to break down that latest report, and we're also going to take a look at if the Knicks trade for Towns, who will likely have to be in that trade. We're going to break down all of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks are expected to pursue Karl Anthony Towns this offseason if Minnesota makes him available. Another offseason, another Karl Anthony Towns report linking him to the Knicks. Ever since Leon Rose took over as president of basketball operations for the Knicks, these reports about Towns headed to New York have been consistent, especially because Minnesota hasn't really done anything worthwhile in the last few years. So because of that, and because Cat has been struggling, you always wondered, could a trade happen? But then you saw what happened this year. For some reason, the Wolves figured it out. And in my opinion, it had to do with Anthony Edwards putting it all together and having one of the best years of his entire career. If they keep that core together, potentially they could do the same thing again next season. But again, it's a question mark. Nothing is guaranteed in this league. And if they go that route, they're going to have to invest a lot of money in Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, Rudy Gobert, and all of the other key players that they have over there. And maybe they don't want to do that. And if they don't want to do that, one NBA executive 100% expects the Knicks to target and go after Karl Anthony Towns. Let's break down these latest reports. According to a report from the HeavySports.com Sean Deverney, who quoted an anonymous Eastern Conference general manager, he stated the Knicks would be 100% expected to pursue Towns if the Timberwolves made him available. That would seem to be a pretty big and unlikely if, though. According to this anonymous Eastern Conference general manager, the team is in flux. They want to keep building off of what they did this year, but they just can't afford it. So I would think it's 100% expected that if they move on from him when the dust settles, the Knicks are going to be there. I want to remind everybody that Karl Anthony Towns is taking a lot of heat at this moment for his inconsistent performance versus the Dallas Mavericks in the Western Conference Finals. The four-time All-Star shot just 24.2% from long range in the series. This is coming from the best big man shooter in the league. After Leon Rose's first season with the Knicks, I pretty much accepted that Karl Anthony Towns of the Knicks reports were going to happen each and every offseason. And that's pretty much what's happened. And that's going to be the case until Karl Anthony Towns is traded to a different organization or until the Wolves win a championship. Whichever one happens, that's when those reports are going to stop. But until then, they're going to continue to be released. Like this one we just heard from TheHeavy.com. And even though I understand what that Eastern Conference general manager is coming from, basically connecting the Knicks to Karl Anthony Towns, let me say this. I'm good on Towns. I don't need Towns. I don't want Towns. I don't want him anywhere near this team. Because before Anthony Edwards emerged, what were the Timberwolves doing? Where were they? They were building around Cat. And how did that work out for them? Not great. They didn't do anything with that. Karl Anthony Towns cannot show up in the postseason. Let me bring up that stat again, just so we're all on the same page. This year, this is not last year, the year before that, the year before that. We're not doing averages. We're talking about this year in the Western Conference Finals. The best shooting big man in the league, according to Towns, shot just 24.2% from long range. 24%. I don't care what you want to say about the defense, how they were playing them, how they were guarding them. I don't care about any of that. When you make a claim and you keep shouting it from the rooftops that you're one of the best big men in terms of shooting that three ball and you shoot 24%, I don't want to hear anything you have to say anymore. He is not a superstar. He is a borderline all-star. And by the way, if we had to make that trade for Karl-Anthony Towns, do you know who would have to be included in that deal? Let me think about it. Making the money work here. Julius Randle. And there is no way on this planet I am going to trade one of the most physical specimens in the league in Julius Randle for a soft kitty cat in Karl-Anthony Towns. I don't care about his size. I don't care that he's improved just a little bit on the defensive end this year. And I don't care that he can shoot the three ball. After everything I saw him do over the course of his career, including this year, he is not the one that you want on your team. He is not the number two you want on this team. And he is not the player that you trade Julius Randle for. Here's the trade breakdown from Ian Begley when he was talking about Karl-Anthony Towns and potentially what the Knicks would have to give up to get Towns on this team. According to Begley, he gives us the following information. Randle, Bogdanovich, Jericho Sims, and multiple first-round picks work in a trade that's executed after July 1st. This salary total barely exceeds Towns' $49.3 million. It would hard cap the Knicks at the second apron in 2024-2025. In a trade prior to July 1st, New York could send out Randle and Bogdanovich, with the Knicks increasing its partial guarantee next year to $7.8 million and including multiple first-round picks. This would be a 100% match for Towns' $36 million contract. It would also hard cap the Knicks at the second apron in 2024-2025. So either way you slice it, no matter which way the Knicks want to go with this, either they trade for Towns after July 1st or before July 1st, when they trade for him, they will be hard capped at the second apron. For now, let's put Bogdanovich and Jericho Sims to the side. Let's even put those multiple first round picks to the side. I gotta trade my three-time All-Star in Julius Randle to get Karl-Anthony Towns on this team. And after I execute the trade, no matter how I do it, no matter when I do it, before July 1st, after July 1st, I'm hard capped at the second apron and I'm barely able to do anything at that point. I can't make any more moves at that point and I have to deal with the roster I have and see potentially if that gets me to the championship. That roster, number one, is not better than the roster we have right now. And it definitely does not guarantee this Knicks team going all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. Even better than that, the NBA Finals. This is what we're talking about right now. Julius Randle, as part of this team, as presently constructed, can take the Knicks all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. I fully believe that. If they make the right additions, we can go all the way to the NBA Finals. Karl-Anthony Towns is not the right player the Knicks need to trade for. In terms of fit, maybe his shooting fits, but everything else, it doesn't fit. I really don't like his defense. Even if you want to sell me that he can become an even better defender under Tom Thibodeau, I really don't believe that because I just don't feel like he has the motor to be the player we need him to be. He is certainly not the number two you need him to be. And when you need him in the big games, during the big moments, he shrinks. He doesn't do anything you need him to do. And even the things he should be doing well, like shooting, he disappears. He turns into a ghost. You can't find him. In the playoffs, you need somebody who can show up and show out. Karl-Anthony Towns isn't that person. And if you want to argue in the comments that maybe Julius Randle isn't that person, here's my counter to that. We have never seen Julius Randle with this type of team around him. We have never seen Julius Randle as a legit number two on this team. Even when Jalen Brunson was here and he was balling out during his first year, I think you can make the argument that maybe it was Julius and Jalen Brunson that was still basically trying to be number one on the team. But after this year, it's clear. Brunson is number one and Randle is number two. And I think even Randle has accepted that at this point in time. He's seen it. Brunson has turned into a superstar right before our eyes. I think this type of Julius Randle, surrounded by the talent that we have on this roster right now and the potential talent that we still haven't added yet, and we can still add this offseason, we can make this team extremely special and very difficult to beat. You have a Julius Randle on this team, along with the Jalen Brunson. You get another all-star on this team that doesn't take away from what Randle and Brunson can do on this team, especially offensively. You're talking about a team that potentially can go all the way to the NBA Finals each and every year. It's all about making the right moves. Cat, once again, is not the right move. But a lot of people are actually wondering why the Knicks and Karl Anthony Towns are so connected. Some people really aren't sure why. I've said it in a number of videos, but if you're not sure, I'll break it down for you guys here today. Shout out to Ian Bagley for helping to put this in perspective. According to him, the Knicks will always have a degree of interest in Karl Anthony Towns. The NBA, like most entities, is a relationship business. Knicks president Leon Rose is Towns' former agent. He and Knicks executive vice president William Wesley are close with Towns and his family. Knicks senior vice president of basketball operations Gerson Roses ran the Timberwolves during Towns' tenure. So as you can see, all the connections are there. The connections are everywhere. But let me say this. Even if you're connected to somebody, that doesn't mean you have to go out there and trade for that player or get that player. I said it before. The Knicks in the past would go after each and every star available because we needed talent on this team. But after this season, after the year we just saw, a hobbled Knicks team getting to the second seed and then going all the way to the Eastern Conference semifinals with a hobbled Knicks team getting to game 7. And if we were healthy, we would have been in the Eastern Conference finals. I think we all know that. Once you see a season like that and you see Jalen Brunson's emergence and him turning into a superstar, it changes your plans. It changes your targets. So maybe at some point in time, Karl Anthony Towns was the right player, was the right fit. But now, given all the money he's owed, given his fit, given all the assets we would have to trade in order to get him on this team, it doesn't make any sense in the world for the Knicks to try to pursue and trade for Karl Anthony Towns. He doesn't help this Knicks team, in my opinion. He doesn't make us better. He doesn't make us move forward in the right way. And in my opinion, trading Randle for Towns is a failure of a trade. Randle is better than Towns. He's a better fit for this Knicks team than Towns is. Doing this trade would be absolutely terrible. Horrible. It would be, in my opinion, one of the worst trades in franchise history. I get that Leon Rose has a connection to Cat, but hopefully he'll put that aside and think about fit versus name. Because right now, the Knicks are in win now mode. And because of that, we have to add the right players, the right pieces. Cat is not the right piece for this team anymore. We have to look at other players. Mikal, Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, other players like that. Those are the guys we need to target. Because they represent the right fit. Towns, he represents an older age for the Knicks. An age where the Knicks would go out and get any star available. But now, we're past that. We don't need to do that anymore. We're looking for the right stars that fit. And Towns absolutely does not fit. Keep him away from New York and keep him away from the Knicks. But what about you guys? What do you think about the comments made by this Eastern Conference general manager basically stating that the Knicks would 100% trade for Karl Anthony Towns if he was made available by the Timberwolves? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button. Leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.